She says that so deep do we take in our abuse as children. We are so vulnerable. And you know, this is so unique to the human species. You know, a horse gets born, 2.5 years later, it's ready to run and win $1 million for you. You know, a child gets born, and 24 years later, you know, it's maybe coming out of college, you know, wondering, you know, what it's going to do with the rest of its life. I mean, we are vulnerable for so many years, the human species is. That's the awe and the incredible responsibility of being citizens. She asks this question. She says, why is it that Jesus turned out so good? You know, why did he turn out so good? He didn't fall into ultimate depression, even though he faced the pain of his time, and he certainly went through plenty of depression. He didn't fall into it. Ultimately, he gave forth beauty. And her answer is this. He had a father, Joseph, who treated him as if he were the Son of God. And then she says, what if every parent and every adult treated our children as if they were the son and daughter of God? That, my friends, is the cosmic Christ message, isn't it? And that is the whole message of Jesus' teaching. I think in those two sentences, this woman, Alice Miller, has summed up Jesus' entire preaching about the coming of the kingdom of God. We are all sons and daughters of God, and there lies our dignity. And we are all responsible for parenting, not just literal parents, but all adults in a society are involved in telling our children how divine they are. When the child is wounded, the child becomes a wounder, a killer adult. The child who is killed, if not dealt with, if not dealing with that pain, will become the killer adult. And a good example she uses is Adolf Hitler. She's done some primary work on his sources and has found that Hitler was beaten every day of his life by his father. And she says, if Hitler had someone to get that pain out to, a minister or a priest or a teacher or an uncle, 6 million Jews would be alive today. That his scapegoating was directly related to his ingesting as a child his own oppression. And I'll tell you this story. When I read Cardinal Ratzinger's document against homosexuals this past winter, I put it off for months. I didn't want to read it. So I knew it was ugly. But I had it because I was going to lecture to a dignity group in San Francisco. And so I read it. And when I finished it, my stomach was turning. And I said, what am I feeling? And I said to myself, I am feeling that whoever wrote this document wants to put gays in concentration camps. Then I said to myself, oh my God, that's exactly what they did. Cardinal Ratzinger's father was a military policeman under Hitler. Ratzinger was 16 in 1940 in Bavaria, which was the Catholic hotbed of Nazism in 1940. Ratzinger is a wounded child. And this is why, and he is playing the tapes of his father's Nazism. This is why he wants to put gays in concentration camps. He's doing the same thing over again. And he's attacking others, like liberation theologians and peace bishops, who you know, are attempting freedom for people instead of more oppression. I think that empowers people to know where inquisitors come from. That they come from being wounded children. This is how Alice Miller puts it. She says, those children who are beaten will in turn give beatings. Those who are intimidated will be intimidating. Those who are humiliated will impose humiliation. And those whose souls were murdered will murder. And she says that in her dealing with these terrible criminals, this guy who cut up little boys all over Germany, she has never found a wicked person. She's never found a person who was born wicked. She says sadism is something that children learn from having it done to them. And she found out that this fellow going around carving up little boys was in fact abused by a stepfather who was a butcher. And the whole archetype, the whole setting of the carving up of the meat and the beating and abuse of the child happened at once. She says, every persecutor was once a victim. Someone who was allowed to feel free and strong from childhood does not have the need to humiliate another person. So I think the heart of her message is this. We have to get in touch with the wounded child in us. And whenever she says this, whenever you're feeling depressed as an adult, the real issue is not the particular moment. That is a catalyst. The real issue is the child being wounded. And you have to get back to nurturing that child.